Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez. Does your utility want to install a smart meter on your house? What's a smart meter? Well, to use utilities such as electricity, gas, or water, the amount you use must be measured, hence the meter. A smart meter, a little different. Smart meters have been used for a number of years in some developed countries, now in parts of the United States. Concerns, though, come up over the safety of smart meters. Why? Well, mainly because they give off the same kinds of radio frequency waves as do cell phones and Wi-Fi devices. Smart meters record the amount of the product consumed over a certain period of time. They differ from traditional utility meters in that they are electronic and can talk to a central station. Smart meters talk to their central systems using radio frequency transmissions. Smart meters are typically installed outside your house, either in a place of or as part of your existing meter. How much RF energy that people are exposed to from the smart meter depends on how far they are from the smart meter antenna and how the smart meter sends its signal. The frequency and power of the radio frequency waves given off by the smart meter are similar to those from a typical cell phone, a cordless phone, or your household Wi-Fi. Smart meters typically send and receive short messages about 1% of the time. Because the smart meter antenna usually is located outside your house, people are much farther away from the source of the radio frequency waves than some other possible sources or exposure of RF radiation, such as personal cell phones and cordless phones. In addition, walls between the person and the smart meter antenna further reduce the amount of RF energy exposure. This means that the amount of radio frequency radiation that someone can be exposed to from a smart meter is probably much lower than the amount that you would get from other sources. So the question, can smart meters cause cancer? Smart meters give off RF radiation, and RF radiation is low energy radiation. RF radiation doesn't have enough energy to remove charged particles such as electrons, and so it is called non-ionizing radiation. Non-ionizing radiation has enough energy to move atoms in a molecule around or cause them to vibrate, which can lead to heat, but it can't damage the DNA directly. RF radiation is classified by the International Agency of Research on Cancer as possibly carcinogenic. This is based on findings of a possible link in at least one study between cell phone use and the specific type of brain tumor. I guess the best advice is stay away from the radio frequency waves and be safe. RF exposure might not cause cancer directly. Concern has been voiced that cells in the body that have been damaged by exposure to some other substance might somehow be more likely to become cancerous when exposed to RF waves. In theory, this might be a concern for cancer patients being treated with ionizing radiation or medicines that might cause cancer themselves. Animal studies have not shown evidence of this, and this effect has not been studied in people. Stay tuned. We'll bring you more on this as we learn more about smart meters. Hey, if you missed any of this, and if you're concerned about it and you want to hear it one more time, well, simply go to the Odyssey app, it will be there for you. And I will be here for you at 10 a.m. with another edition of Hammer Time Radio, 35 years on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.